During another rain break interval, Wade Hoyt relates a story on himself, which doesn't necessarily show the lighter side of baseball, but does show the lighter side of Wade Hoyt.
Well, I should tell this one or not, but anyway, when I was with the Nashville club, a couple of years before playing in the Southern League with Nashville, we were staying at a hotel down there called the DeSoto in New Orleans. I believe that was the name, the DeSoto, if I'm not mistaken. And that was way back in 1918 or 17. At any rate, we went over the French Market one night. It was very hot. We went over the French Market, and then we bought ourselves a couple of ball players, myself, a fellow named Gus Helfrich. He afterwards became an officer in the Westchester County, New York, traffic department. But at any rate, Gus was my roommate. And we went over the French Market. We bought some cantaloupes. So we sent down to get back to the hotel. The things were warm, and it was a very hot night. And we wanted to ice these things a little bit. So we sent down for some ice, and we put the ice in the bathroom sink and put the cantaloupes in the sink. Well, we were on about the 12th floor, and at any rate, you see, in New Orleans, in those places, in the hot weather, in some of those hotels, why, if you leave anything similar to refuse around there, why, it's liable to attract some insects. So at any rate, we, after eating the cantaloupe, we decided to dispose of the rinds, and we pitched them out the window. And unfortunately, one of the rinds of nearly a half a cantaloupe descended and struck a portly gentleman on the side of a straw hat. And it broke off the side of the straw hat and descended on the portly gentleman's shoulder, and the seeds and some wayward juice descended down his, cascaded down his white suit, and of course that incensed him a great deal. As people walking the streets of New Orleans around 11 o'clock at night do not expect to have cantaloupes descend on them, nor do they expect to have be covered with cantaloupe seeds nor juice, although watermelon and cantaloupe are very, very common down in that vicinity, but not coming out of hotel windows. They usually come out of the kitchens and not out of the windows. So, at any rate, pretty soon we saw what was going to occur, as the gentleman was a bit incensed and called a gendarme, or an officer of the law, and Helfrich, my roommate, got in bed, and I got in bed, but at that time I was only 17 years old. Whereupon there was some loud knocking at the door, and an officer stood there with the portly gentleman. And of course we made believe we were asleep, but the only thing wrong with the picture was that I forgot to muss my hair, having just gotten into bed, and my hair being combed very nicely and not looking as if I had been in bed any length of time but about a minute. Why, I was apprehended. And I was otherwise waltzed off to the jug. And I was incarcerated with some real bad characters, by the way, who had been cutting up some fancy touches in New Orleans late at night. And I was hauled off in front of the judge, and I had to keep biting my cheek and inside of my mouth to keep from laughing through all this. Although, according to the portly gentleman whose hat was broken and whose seeds were on the thing, why, I was a fit subject for Boys Town. At any rate, the judge read me a lecture, and he asked me why this had occurred, and I told him, well, I noticed the water bugs around here in New Orleans are as big as the horses we have up home, and I didn't want to leave the refuse around, so he threw it at the first place he could find it. So he read me a lecture on what should happen, and the fellow that was struck was very incensed about the whole thing. Well, we made friends, we made up, because the portly gentleman was really a good fellow at heart. We paid for the dry cleaning of his suit, bought him a new hat, nothing happened to me in a legal way except the manager of the ball club, Roy Ellum, fined me $25 for getting... this is all in innocence now, mind you. There's nothing premeditated about this whole thing. But so you can see how you have to be careful because you can find yourself in trouble very, very easily. Especially if you like cantaloupe, which is the moral of the story. In other words, if you like cantaloupes, be careful of the rinds.